We are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And I tell you what, we are going to change things up big time. We're going to take time for a book review right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. We have a very special selection. We've got a great guest tonight. We've invited on one of the best, most recognized professional cyclists who just released his book, George Hincapie. And he has teamed up with Craig Hummer to share his story in professional cycling. Hi, George. How are you this evening?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, I have to tell you, it is an absolute fascinating read. You reflect on your career as a world-class rider, and it's an honest, it's a compelling account of the highs, the lows throughout your career. But I'd love for you to share with all of our listeners tonight across the country how you got involved in cycling, because it really was what your father's passion, his love for the sport, that inspired you to be a part of it, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. My dad was a huge passionate cyclist. He still is to this day. He rides all the time, drives my mom crazy. But he got us into it at a very young age, and really sacrificed a lot as a young father, making sure we had the bikes and the transportation to races all over the East Coast at a very young age. And I know all the time he dedicated to for me to become the cyclist that I became.
And of course, cycling was such a big part of your family. When did you, George, have the realization that you could make a career out of it, that you could turn pro, and that you were able to compete with the very best?
Of course, you never really know until you get there, but I knew early on that I was a lot better than the kids my age, and then I slowly eventually started beating kids a lot older than I was at the time, and I just kept hearing from people that had a lot of experience in the sport that if I really stuck to it and I really wanted it, that I had the talent to go a long way. And, I ended up believing them and getting there.
Talk to us about, as far as the preparation to be, a champion, to be a cyclist. I mean, it's so based on, as you had mentioned in the book, in terms of the preparation, the training, what to eat, when to rest. What all goes into that with the sport?
Well, it's a lot of lonely hours on the bike, a lot of training, a lot of counting calories. It's all about power-to-weight ratio on the bicycle. There's a lot of travel involved once you get to that level, a lot of time away from home. It requires moving away to a European country because that's where most of the biggest races are. So it's a big commitment.
Physically, yeah, you've got to be in top condition. But what about the mental aspect of the sport? As you were talking about, I guess you really do have to embrace solitude and that loneliness because you're out there for a long time all by yourself, collecting your thoughts.
Absolutely. Yeah, the mental aspect as well and the performance aspect of it as well is very important. It's mainly physical, but you have to be in a very strong mental state to get good results in all of the races.
The great George Hincapie is along with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his new book, Reliving a Lot of Memories. The foreword is written by your good friend, Lance Armstrong, and he had high praise for you. I love the fact that he talked about, your consistency, very dependable, but just you were the exemplary teammate and really gave him a boost when he needed it.
Yeah, it was a well-written foreword, and I appreciated the words that he said about me, and we've been through a lot. We spent several years where we didn't even talk throughout a lot of the stuff that was happening, so it's good that we are back on good terms, and he understands the choices that I had to make along the way, and it's nice that we're friends again.
Lance Armstrong, obviously a ton of history between you two, and you've got the record 17-time Tour de France participant. What was Lance like as a teammate and his integral part of your success?
Well, during that time, he was a very huge factor in the team. He was the leader of the team and sort of the closer of the team. But as you see in the book, my career was obviously a lot centered around my success with Lance, but also with other riders that are still out there today racing. And there is a lot of contribution in the book from those riders as well. So it's just an interesting tale of 19 years as a professional cyclist.
George, share with us, we were mentioning before we got on air tonight, that just how much the sport has changed, how much has evolved. Can you expand on that and kind of provide some insight on just the sport of cycling and how much it has changed?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, there's no question that we were thrown into a really messed up era of the sport. And we were, at the time, we felt like we had no other choice to do the things that we did. And I know now that those were the wrong choices, but I also saw a drastic change in the mentality of the riders and the culture of the sport. Riders just got fed up with the whole doping thing and didn't want to deal with that anymore. And it really started to change within a long time before any of this investigation happened. And I got to witness, you know, for the last 7-8 years of my career, riders winning races clean and winning some of the biggest races in the world clean. And that's just a lot more fun. You know, we only have to worry about your nutrition and your training and really just focusing on that and none of the other stuff. It makes it a lot simpler and funner.
What is your belief on cycling right now and where it stands? Do you believe the sport is clean?
I believe the sport is generally clean. I know that the riders that I was racing with, I didn't see anything that it would indicate otherwise, and I saw them winning. Guys like Mark Cavendish, you know, he's won over 20 stages of the Tour de France, Goodell Evans, TJ Van Garderen, one of the best American talents that we have right now, is a real Tour de France contender. And, you know, I spent a ton of time with him, countless amount of hours in rooms together, and I know that he doesn't even think about that factor because the sport truly is different now.
We've been visiting with George Hincapie, one of the most recognized riders in the world, has numerous world championships and professional victories. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, George, and congratulations, as you just had another baby boy, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's exciting. Congratulations to you and your family. Listen, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big Esports Show.